This is KUNC. I'm Jackie Fortier. William Shakespeare's plays are part of the fabric of Western culture, but the only reason we know about them are thanks to a few books. Published after Shakespeare's death, the collections of his works are called folios. Just a few copies have survived the past 400 years, and this month, one of them will be displayed at the University of Colorado Boulder. Sarah Lima is a courier on the first folio tour, bringing it from site to site across the country from its home in Washington, D.C. at the Folger Shakespeare Library. Sarah, what does your job entail?
I'm part of the tour management team for the first folio tour, so I do organization of some of the components of the tour's logistics. I also work as a courier on the first folio tour, so I bring the first folio from site to site and set up the exhibition on location along with the folio itself, working with teams across the country.
What does the folio look like?
Well, there are several different folios that are traveling, and they're all a little bit different, but it is a single bound volume of 36 of Shakespeare's plays, and 18 of those we wouldn't have even known about if not for the existence of this book.
What's it like to be in charge of and travel with this amazing piece of history?
It is completely nerve-wracking. I mean, if you to ride shotgun with it cross-country, no matter how many times you do it, you're just always on guard and you're never feeling totally comfortable until you're at point B and you've got it really into the display case with the alarm system set. It's just not something that you'll ever get used to, and you probably shouldn't.
The Cincinnati Museum, who you work for, collaborated with the Folger Shakespeare Library to design a special traveling case just for the folio. What does the case control?
That includes making sure that the climate is controlled for the folio. There are very specific environmental parameters that we need to hit in order to make sure that the paper that we're trying to preserve stays safe. We also have a security system that's associated with the book, and we think a lot about lighting as well. There's a whole light budget that goes along with the folio to guarantee that we're not overexposing it in order to make sure that we're not fading the pages in the process.
How did the installation at the CU Art Museum go? I mean, Colorado has a really dry climate. Did that present any challenges?
At the CU Art Museum, they have a really, really great HVAC system. And so we actually pulled some climatic records today because we have climate control monitoring equipment in the case. And we found that they were flatlining right where they needed to be. So yes, it can be challenging when you are in an environment that has excessive humidity if the climate inside of the building isn't regulated. But since CU is really at the top of their game, it was actually a really easy installation for us.
How far into the tour are you?
We're about two-thirds of the way, maybe a little bit further through the tour. It's nice that CU Boulder is engaging with us to do this now. And it's going to have a flurry of programming that goes along with it that'll really, really bring in an interested public.
The folio has traveled to not only museums, but public libraries and theaters along the tour. How have people responded to seeing this 400-year-old book?
Before the tour started, I wasn't sure what to expect about a visitor response. As I've gone along, I've been so moved by the stories, visitors being moved to tears, visitors being really excited to have their photo taken with it, people engaging with it kind of for the first time and being really surprised by its appearance. And I think I have been rather surprised by how profound that response has been. And I think the coolest part about it is just that that experience is being offered free to communities that may not otherwise have been able to see it. And the fact that Folger is doing that is commendable. It's very ambitious to think about bringing it to all 50 states and two U.S. territories in 1 year. And I just enjoy and love the audacity of that.
That was Sarah Lima, one of the couriers of the first folio tour. It's one of the few surviving published collections of Shakespeare's plays dating from the 1600s. It will be displayed along with exhibits about Shakespeare and Elizabethan culture at the University of Colorado Boulder Art Museum through the end of August. You can find more information about the installation at KUNC.org.